Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wednesday Night Readings with Diane Lenning. Tonight's lesson will be in English and Vietnamese. We will be reading in John 3, the book of John, chapter 3. So glad you're with us. We do have a toll-free call-in number, so get your pen and pencil out. We'll be announcing that. Toll-free call-in number. 1-877-497-9937. Please call in for questions after we've done the reading, but you can call in anytime just to listen. Again, this is Diane Lenning, your host for Lenning Wednesday Night Readings with Diane and Hua tonight. Tonight's show will be in English and Vietnamese. Tonight you will find out life's greatest question and the answer. Tonight you will find out life's greatest question and the answer. Thank you. will begin in just a couple of minutes. Welcome to Wednesday Night Readings with Lenning School Watch. This is your host, Diane Lenning. I'm so glad you're here with us tonight. We are going to open in prayer, but I'd just like to let you know that we are broadcasting to you live from the United States of America, tonight reaching out to Asia and specifically the Vietnamese speakers. We are so glad you're here with us. Let's bow our heads in prayer. We're teaching the Lord's Prayer found in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. So let's bow our heads together. I'm hoping you'll learn it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's pray in our own words as well, too. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time to share and to get to know one another around the world in the many different countries of the world. We're so glad that as a part of God's family, we can live anywhere and know that when we meet, we're children of God and that we share many great wonderful things about our beliefs and our lives. And Lord, we pray protection over our friends and our family. Lord, we pray healing for those tonight who might be ill. Lord, we pray that you would touch them right now and help them to feel a healing power throughout their body. Lord, we're grateful for the good news we've heard about the election and some of the events in Kenya. We haven't heard everything yet, but what we have heard was positive. So we just pray for our friends, Lord, in the whole Eastern Hemisphere and the whole entire world, Lord, that you would reach down and hug and touch every one of your children, and that you would woo those who are not your children unto you by your Spirit, Lord. Please allow the Holy Spirit to reach into their hearts and minds and to reveal yourself to them through this radio program and other Christian programs that are broadcast daily around the world. We love you, Lord, and we just praise you and worship you. And thank you so much for this time. And we pray that you would anoint the speaker tonight, that your will be done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my co-host is Vietnamese, and I spell her name Q-U-Y, and last time I said Quy, that's how we would say it in English, but she told me I think that it's Wa. So, I'm hoping I get it right for the next time. But she also emailed me and said that she would be in Vietnam this next month. So, I wasn't sure if that meant she would be on the radio show tonight or not. And she did want me to announce an address of a church where Vietnamese attenders can go. I will look up in my email to see if I've got that response during the show tonight so I can get the answer to that question for you in a few minutes. Well, we are going to tell you what is life's greatest question. Well, to me it is, are you a child of God? In other words, are you saved? Are you one of God's children so that you will spend eternity in the hereafter with the Lord Jesus Christ in a wonderful kingdom of God? Well, if you know the answer to that, you know what it takes to say yes. But for those who don't know the answer, we're going to share that answer a little bit later in the program with how you can be sure you are saved and a child of God. Tonight's reading will be in John 3, so if you need your book to follow along, if you're trying to learn English, it is good to follow along. Now, in that case, I had the paraphrased Bible here, but I think I might get out my King James Version to read, because for those of you who are learning English, more of you might have that version, and I think it would be better for you, because I'm thinking, since Wa has not called in, that this is probably the night she's in Vietnam. So I just wasn't quite sure on what she meant when she wrote that. So I will take a little bit longer with teaching you a little or a few additional things if you're trying to learn English and you're a Vietnamese speaker. I used to teach at a school where we had many Vietnamese students, Mexican and Asian of other nationalities. So I heard the language on a regular basis, but I never have learned how to speak Vietnamese. It's a real difficult transition to speak Vietnamese, and it's also, I understand, difficult for Vietnamese speakers to speak English. So I understand how important it is that you hear English spoken and that you have our co-host interpret it. But tonight she's on vacation. But I also taught students who spoke other languages without speaking their language, and we did quite well. And what I found was, if you will look at the same work or book that I am reading and try to follow along, you'll pick up a word here and there. Now, you probably won't understand everything unless you have been studying and learning English for a long time. Even English speakers miss a word here and there. But another thing is, you will hear English pronounced. That's what I've found is the greatest difficulty with people learning English and speaking it in the community, is they'll mispronounce words and then English speakers won't quite know for sure what they're saying. So at least if you can pronounce some of the words correctly, that will key into your listeners to understand you better. Okay, before we start reading, I'm going to play a song. I think the music is very beneficial for a number of reasons. Number one, I think it focuses our mind on the Lord, and it helps us to worship the Lord and to just bring a sense of worship and holiness that we like to bring to our radio shows. So let's sing Here I Am to Worship. And you could sing it if you want. Maybe if you've heard it long enough, you know some of these. Or you can just listen. Here I Am to Worship is by Tim Hughes. Remember, you can find any of these songs on the internet and download them. So we'll be back shortly. Stay with us, and we'll be back to read in John chapter 3. Here I Am to Worship. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Together in John chapter 3. And in this chapter we find that Christ teaches about the necessity of regeneration or rebirth, and that's a spiritual rebirth, and the great love of God towards the world. He also talks about the condemnation for unbelief and about the baptism and witness of John the Baptist. So let's begin together in chapter 3. And it looks like it is going to be just English tonight because Wa is not called in. And she did tell me ahead of time, I just wasn't clear whether she was missing tonight or next time. But she should be back next time. We wish her well in Vietnam to visit friends and family. I'm so glad she was able to go. Let's begin in verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, or anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. As you see, this is starting to unfold a little bit of the answer to life's greatest question. If we want to be a child of God, it says here that we're going to have to be born again, or we won't be able to be in the kingdom of God. For Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So that's another point to it as well, isn't it? We need to be born again, born of the water and of the Spirit. 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Verse 9 in the King James Version of the book of John. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master, teacher of Israel, and knowest not these things? 11. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. In other words, he's talking about here Nicodemus' unbelief. He's almost, it seems like, mocking a little bit. Like, how can we be born again? And he's resistant and unbelieving of the Lord here. 12. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting eternal life. And this next verse, 16, is probably the most well-known and most famous verse in the Bible throughout time and the world, I believe. It's John 3:16. And this answers life's question. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. All you need to do is believe in Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior. And we're going to pray with you in a few moments so that you can become a child of God and a part of God's family. So stay with us. Verse 17, For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn or judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So he sent the Lord so that we could come to know who he is and what it's about, and why we should have reason to accept him as our Savior. And in a sense, it said in John earlier that Jesus was God in the flesh, but it demonstrated to us the power of God through the miracles that he performed, and that he was worthy of worship and praise. Verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned or judged, but he that believeth not is condemned, hath been judged already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now the Lord God is a gentleman. He gives us a choice. And that's why they're saying in this verse that there are some who won't believe. And that's their choice. But then there are consequences for all our choices. And if we choose not to accept the Lord, there are definite consequences that are not pleasant at all, as a part of the judgment in the end time. And we're reading about that on Friday nights in the book of Revelation. If you understand English enough and want to listen, you can join us on Friday nights to hear the book of Revelation. Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, judgment, that light is come into the world, and some men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. So they chose to be evil. Some people choose to be evil. But I'm here to encourage you to choose the Lord God and to do good, because your life will be better and your rewards in the afterlife will be so much better. Verse 20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. People would know what he's doing if he steps in the light. So evil hides in the dark. That's what deceit is. They use deceitfulness so that people will really know who they are and what they're about. 21, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. We're going to take just a short break, and we'll come back with you in a couple of moments, and we will read the rest of the book of John, chapter 3. And it's an important chapter because it does tell so much about what it is to be a Christian. So let's glorify the Lord together and listen to We Will Glorify with Twyla Paris singing. We'll be right back, so stay tuned.
The King of Kings, we will glorify the Lamb.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We will continue in verse 23 of John chapter 3. And John also was baptizing in Anon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. 27. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. 28. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. 29. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This is my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. 31. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from a heaven is above all. 32. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. Verse 34. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So although the Lord God is a gentleman and gives us each choice, he's also explaining what will happen with your choices. I'm going to be right back. I'm sorry, I'm going to sneeze. Hold on. Thank you for staying with me. So we see that he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. But if you don't, you choose not to believe on the Son, you will not see life in the hereafter, but you will see the wrath of God, and the wrath of God will be your consequence. So we're going to give you opportunity to make that decision tonight and receive the Lord Jesus into your heart. But before we do that, I'd like people to hear a few verses to help you understand what it is. Let's see. We read John 3:16 already. In John 1:9 it says, If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Isn't that wonderful? What a glorious word that is. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Are you justified? Well, in Acts 13:39 it says, And by Jesus all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. That means the law of Moses means the Old Testament. When Jesus came and died on the cross, then it instituted a new age of dispensation of grace. And in this new age, we can all receive salvation because Jesus served as the one-time eternal lamb sacrifice, the blood sacrifice that's required for God to look upon us. When our sins are cleansed, we can commune and talk with God through Jesus as our advocate. But God does not look on sin. So it would take greater depth teaching to totally understand that. But that's what this means here, what we were talking about. And are you safe from danger of eternal punishment or still lost in sin? In Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." In Titus 3, 5, it says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." So if you would like to receive the Lord Jesus into your heart right now, say this prayer with me. I ask us all to bow our heads and fold our hands, and let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you, and I have been walking in darkness. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way and go your way. Lord Jesus, I want to step out in a step of faith and walk in the light by inviting you into my heart right now as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life, and I will live out the rest of my life following your role model that you've given us in the New Testament. And I ask that the Holy Spirit would be with me and help me, Lord, to gain understanding of what it is to be a Christian. And I pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The angels in heaven rejoice and sing each time someone comes to know the Lord. And they're rejoicing right now because you have come to know the Lord. You are now a part of God's family. You now have the right as one of God's children to speak to the Lord through Jesus, in Jesus' name, and to pray with him and meditate upon the Lord and worship him and praise him and ask for help and guidance in ways that you may need it as a Christian. And we just praise the Lord that you have made that decision. Let's just worship the Lord in that you have received the Lord. Let's listen to Endless Hallelujah. It's a little more like a rock song, has some rhythm to it, but some great piano there. But let's just learn how to praise the Lord, and hallelujah is a universal word of praise, the same in every language. So everyone can say hallelujah. Let's listen and worship together and sing along if you know it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When I stand before your throne, dressed in glory not my own, what a joy I'll sing of on that day. No more tears or broken dreams, forgotten is the mighty key. Everything as it was meant to be. And we will worship, worship forever in your presence. Thank you. everything I am before your throne. And we will worship, worship forever in your presence. We will sing, we will worship, worship you. An endless hallelujah to the King. No more tears, no more shame, no more sin or sorrow ever known again. No more tears, no more pain. We will see you face to face, see you face to face. And we will worship, worship forever in your presence. We will sing, sing. We will worship, worship you. An endless hallelujah to the King.
Dear Lord, we pray for those who may be homebound and not able to leave their homes because of illnesses or inabilities of other circumstances. Lord, we just pray that this can be a time for them to spend with you, Lord, to worship you and to hear of your word. And maybe they're blind or they can't see to read or they're too weak to get up and sit up and participate, but they can lay in their bed and listen. Lord, we pray that you would bless them and encourage them to know that the afterlife is a glorious place to be with Lord Jesus and our Heavenly Father, and that it will be a great reward for those who have accepted the Lord Jesus. And we thank you, so thankful for that knowledge and that blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's listen to one more song tonight before we say goodbye. And we're so glad you're listening. Let's worship together and let's listen to How Great Is Our God. This song is sung by Bethany Dillon, and we'll be back with you shortly. Enjoy How Great Is Our God. Praise the name of the Lord. Be right back. So stay with us. great our God is. Yes, praise the Lord. He is great. God is great. Well, we have a caller, and please just say your first name and where you're from, and then ask a question or make a comment. We're so glad you called in. Hello, caller. How are you? You're on the air. Hello, caller.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. Who am I talking to?
Hi, I'm Quee.
Oh, you made it. Good for you.
I'm sorry.
So, do you have time to read chapter 3 in Vietnamese?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. You can just read the whole chapter if you want. I've already read it in English.
Awesome. Okay.
Good. Okay, and open with a prayer, too.
Okay. Cảm tạ ơn Chúa cho thời gian này để chúng con đến với nhau đọc răng đoạn 3. Xin Chúa và Thánh Linh của Ngài cũng ở cùng chúng con luôn. Nhìn Chúa Jesus Christ, Amen. Chúng ta cũng bắt đầu răng đoạn 3. Đức Chúa Giê-xu nói chuyện với Nicodem. Trong vòng người Pharisee có người tên là Nicodem, là một người trong những kẻ cai trị dân Giu-đa. Câu 2, ban đêm người này đến cùng Đức Chúa Giê-xu mà nói rằng: Thưa Thầy, chúng tôi biết Thầy là giáo sư từ Đức Chúa Trời đến, vì những phép lạ Thầy đã làm đó. Nếu Đức Chúa Trời chẳng ở cùng, thì không ai làm được. Đức Chúa Giê-xu cất tiếng đáp rằng: quả thật, ta nói cùng ngươi, nếu một người chẳng sanh lại thì không thể thấy được nước Đức Chúa Trời. Câu 4, Nicodem thưa rằng: Người đã già thì sanh lại làm sao được? Có thể nào trở vào lòng mẹ và sanh lần thứ hai sao? Câu 5, Đức Chúa Giê-xu đáp rằng: quả thật, ta nói cùng ngươi, nếu một người chẳng nhờ nước và Thánh Linh mà sanh thì không được vào nước Đức Chúa Trời. Câu 6, hãy chi sanh bởi các xác thịt là xác thịt, hãy chi sanh bởi Thánh Linh là thần. Câu 7, chớ lấy làm lạ về điều ta đã nói với ngươi, các ngươi phải sanh lại. Câu 8, gió muốn thổi đâu thì thổi, ngươi nghe tiếng động nhưng chẳng biết nó gió đến từ đâu và cũng không biết đi đâu, hãy ngươi người nào sanh bởi Thánh Linh thì cũng như vậy. Đoạn 3 câu 9, Nicodem nói lại, điều đó làm thể nào được? Câu 10, Đức Chúa Giê-xu đáp rằng, ngươi là giáo sư của dân Israel mà không hiểu biết những điều đó sao? Câu 11, quả thật, ta nói cùng các ngươi, chúng ta nói điều mình biết, làm chứng điều mình đã thấy, còn các ngươi chẳng hề nhận lấy lời chứng của ta. Câu 12, ví bằng ta nói với các ngươi những việc thuộc về đất, các ngươi còn chẳng tin thay, huống chi ta nói những việc thuộc về trời, thì các ngươi tin sao được? Đoạn 3 câu 13, chưa hề có ai lên trời, trừ ra đứng từ trời xuống, ấy là con người vốn ở trên trời. Đoạn 3 câu 14, sư Mô-xê sao, con rắn lên nơi đồng vắng thể nào, thì con người cũng phải bị treo lên giường ấy. Câu 15, hầu cho hệ ai tin đến Ngài đều được sự sống đời đời. Câu 16, vì Đức Chúa Trời yêu thương thế gian, đến nỗi đã ban con một của Ngài, hầu cho hệ ai tin con ấy không bị hư mất và được sự sống đời đời. Đoạn 3 câu 17, đã Đức Chúa Trời đã sai con Ngài xuống thế gian, chẳng phải đến đoán xét thế gian đâu, nhưng hầu cho ai đến thế gian nhờ con ấy mà được cứu. Câu 18, ai tin Ngài thì chẳng bị đoán xét đâu, ai không tin thì đã bị đoán xét rồi, vì không tin đến danh con một Đức Chúa Trời. Câu 19, phả sự đoán xét đó là như vậy, sự sáng đã đến thế gian mà người ta ưa sự tối tăm hơn sự sáng, vì việc làm của họ là xấu. Câu 20, bởi vì ai phàm làm ác thì ghét sự sáng và không đến cùng sự sáng, e rằng công việc của mình phải trách móc chăng. Câu 21. Nhưng kẻ nào làm theo lẽ thật thì đến cùng sự sáng, hầu cho các việc của mình được bày tỏ ra vì đã làm trong Đức Chúa Trời. Sang bát tít làm chứng nữa. Câu 22. Kế đó, Đức Chúa Giê-xu đi với môn đồ đến đất Su-đê. Ngài ở với môn đồ tại đó và làm phép báp tên. Câu 23. Giăng cũng làm phép báp tên tại Ê-nôn gần Sa-lim, vì ở đó có nhiều nước và người ta đến đặng chịu phép báp tên. Câu 24. Bấy giờ Giăng chưa bị bỏ vào ngục. Đoạn 3:25. Vả môn đồ của Giăng có cãi lấy với người một người Giu-đê về lễ tinh sạch. Câu 6. Họ đến cùng Giăng và nói rằng: Thưa thầy, kìa, người ở cùng thầy bên kia sông Giô-đan mà thầy đã làm chứng cho, bây giờ đương làm phép báp tên, và ai nấy đều đến cùng người. Giăng trả lời rằng: Ví chẳng từ trên trời ban cho thì không một người nào có thể lãnh chi được. Câu 28. Chính các ngươi làm chứng cho rằng ta đã nói, ấy không phải là ta là đấng Christ, nhưng ta đã được sai đến trước Ngài. Câu 29. Ai mới cưới vợ, nấy làm chú rể, nhưng bạn của chàng rể đứng gần và nghe người. Khi nghe tiếng của chàng rể thì rất đổi vui mừng, ấy là sự vui mừng trọn vẹn của ta đó. Ngài phải dấy lên, ta phải hạ xuống. Câu 31. Đứng từ trên cao đến là trên hết mọi loài. Kẻ từ đất đến là thuộc về đất, và nói ra cũng như là thuộc về đất. Còn đứng từ trên trời đến thì trên hết mọi loài. Câu 32. Ngài làm chứng về điều Ngài đã lấy, thấy là và nghe, song không có ai nhận lấy lời chứng của Ngài. Câu 33. Ai đã nhận lấy lời chứng của Ngài thì làm chứng chắc rằng Đức Chúa Trời là thật. Câu 34. Vì đứng mà Đức Chúa Trời đã sai đến thì rao truyền lời của Đức Chúa Trời, bởi Đức Chúa Trời ban Thánh Linh cho Ngài không chừng mực. Câu 35. Cha yêu con và đã giao hết mọi vật trong tay con. Câu 36. Ai tin con thì được sự sống đời đời, ai không chịu tin con thì chẳng thấy được sự sống đâu, nhưng cơn thạnh nộ của Đức Chúa Trời vẫn ở trên người đó. Chúng ta đã đọc hết Giăng đoạn 3. Cũng cảm ơn các bạn đã nghe theo dõi lời của Đức Kinh Thánh. Okay, I just finished John chapter 3. In the
great. Name. And, you know, I talked tonight earlier about this being a great chapter about learning how to be a Christian, and about John 3:16 is probably the most well-known verse in the world and gave people opportunity to receive the Lord. So if you'd like to do that in Vietnamese right now, that'd be great.
Sure, that's awesome. Chúng ta, cô Đại An cũng đã có nói với các bạn trước rằng cái đoạn Kinh Thánh này thật là tốt đẹp để nói về làm thế nào để trở thành một người tin lành, tin theo đúng Chúa Giê-xu. Thì cái đoạn 3:16 có thể là cái câu rất là nổi tiếng trong Kinh Thánh của chúng ta, được mọi người nhắc đến rất là nhiều. Bây giờ đoạn 3:16 nói về Đức Chúa Trời yêu thương thế gian, đến độ đã ban con một của Ngài, hầu cho ai hãy ai tin con ấy không bị hư mất mà được sự sống đời đời. Bây giờ nếu mà có bạn nào muốn tin nhận Đức Chúa Giê-xu là Đức Chúa Trời của bạn, và muốn Đức Chúa Giê-xu làm Chúa trong cuộc sống của bạn, thì cũng cầu nguyện cùng với quý. Nhưng mà nghĩ sao trong lòng của bạn thực sự tin những cái lời bạn cầu nguyện, thì cái miệng bạn cầu nguyện ra những lời đó, thì Đức Chúa Giê-xu sẽ ngự trong lòng của các bạn và làm Chúa trong đời sống của các bạn. Các bạn cũng cầu nguyện chung với quý. Lạy Đức Chúa Trời là Đức Cha của chúng con, Con xin Ngài cũng tha thứ tội lỗi của con từ trước đến nay. Bây giờ con cũng nhận biết được rằng Ngài yêu thương con, và vì tội lỗi của con, Ngài đã sai đấng Christ để chết thay cho con, hầu con được sự sống đời đời. Hôm nay con chịu lãnh tin tưởng về Đức Chúa Giêsu để con được sự sống đời đời mà Ngài đã ban cho con. Thì Chúa Giêsu cũng ở cùng con và ngự trong lòng con, giúp cho con tăng trưởng theo lời của Chúa từ nay cho đến ngày Đức Chúa Giêsu tái lâm. Con hầu cũng mang cuộc sống của mình trao cho Ngài, Ngài cũng hướng dẫn và từ từ làm cho con tăng trưởng đức thánh linh hơn. Nhân danh Đức Chúa Giêsu con cầu nguyện, amen. Nếu mà bạn nào vừa cầu nguyện trả lời cầu nguyện đó, thì bạn có thể gửi tin nhắn cho Quý hoặc là cô Đài An để chúng ta có thể cảm tạ ơn Chúa chung với các bạn. Và bác cũng có thể liên lạc những cái nhà thờ lân cận của bạn mà có dạy về học kinh thánh để cùng đi lễ chung với các anh chị em của chúng ta. Cái đài cái website của cô Đài An mà chúng ta có thể liên lạc với cô Đài An hoặc là Quý, các bạn có thể ghi xuống. Ngoài việc gọi điện thoại vào cái đài này thì các bạn có thể lên www.blogtalkradio.com / Diane Lenning. Quý sẽ đánh dần Blog Talk Radio là blogtalkradio.com là gạch chéo Diane, tên cô là Diane, gạch ngang một cái chữ N, là chữ E, chữ N, chữ I, chữ N, chữ G. Đó là cái website các bạn có thể lên nghe và cũng liên lạc với cô Diane. Hoặc các bạn có thể gọi vào cái số mà, nếu mà ở Mỹ thì có thể gọi 1-877-497-9937. Cảm ơn các bạn.
Okay, I just basically go through the John chapter 13 and invited, if anyone want to invite Christ to be the saviors of their life, they can pray the prayer. And I gave them again the Blog Talk Radio website, also the phone number that they could call in.
Great, I appreciate that. Now, is it next month that you're going to be gone to Vietnam?
Yes, yes. In April, I will be in Vietnam for a month.
Okay. Well, I will still do the English show, so sometime tonight before we go, you can tell them that in Vietnamese, that you'll be gone, but also have the English show. And did you happen to get the address of that church or not?
I haven't get a response, so
okay.
Hopefully, but when I come back in May, I'm gonna announce that in Vietnamese for them.
Okay.
Xin quý thính giả cũng lưu ý rằng tuần cuối cùng của tháng tư, quý sẽ không có đây, quý sẽ về Việt Nam cho mùng một tháng. Nhưng cô Đài An vẫn sẽ có cái chương trình đọc kinh thánh nhưng ở tiếng Anh, thì các bạn có thể trích ra thời gian cũng đến nghe lời đọc kinh thánh của Chúa trong tháng tư bằng tiếng Anh, và đến tháng năm thì mình sẽ trở lại. Okay, thank you.
Great, I'm so glad you were able to call in. I was thinking maybe it was tonight you were going to be gone to Vietnam, so I'm glad I hung on there a little longer. So we are coming to a close, and I'm sure there are people out there who have prayer requests and who are sick and looking for jobs or need protection and just have many prayer requests, but they probably don't have ability to email me or to call in. And I already prayed that way in English. So if you'd like to pray for people who would have prayer requests in Vietnamese, that would be great.
Sure. Vì cái cuối cùng cái chương trình của chúng ta, quý cũng xin cầu nguyện
cho các bạn trước khi chúng ta chia tay và sẽ gặp lại các bạn vào tháng 5. Và các bạn có thể nghe lắng nghe chương trình trong tháng 4 cũng trên cái đài này với cô Đài An. Chúng ta bắt đầu cầu nguyện với Chúa. Lạy Chúa là cha của chúng con, Chúa ơi, con xin cảm tạ ơn Ngài đã ban cho chúng con một buổi tối hôm nay để đến được nghe những lời quý báu của Chúa và những sự dạy dỗ khôn ngoan của Chúa. Hầu Đức Thánh Linh cũng giúp chúng con hiểu được như thế nào mới được sanh lại bằng Đức Thánh Linh và phải sống như thế nào mới được gọi là con gái Chúa. Bây giờ trong cuộc sống của chúng con cũng có những sự khó khăn trắc trở. Có người thì cũng bị bệnh tật, có người anh chị em thì cũng không có job, và cũng có nhiều những hoàn cảnh mà chúng con cũng cầu xin Đức Chúa Thánh Linh và Đức Chúa Trời cũng soi xét và giúp đỡ chúng con, tạo cho có sự công ăn việc làm, tạo cho có sự chữa lành bệnh, và cũng như Chúa cũng dạy dỗ và tăng trưởng trong những cái kinh nghiệm mà chúng con, những sự khó khăn mà chúng con đang trải qua. Hầu Chúa Đức Chúa Trời cũng ở cùng chúng con và ban phước cho chúng con, và Chúa cũng con xin Chúa cũng cung cấp và giúp đỡ cho chúng con có thể vượt qua những khó khăn hiện tại. Anh chị em chúng con được sống của cái cuộc sống lành mạnh và cũng như được sự cung cấp những nhu cầu của chúng con. Cảm tạ ơn Chúa đã giúp đỡ chúng con và đã ban cho chúng con ơn tứ này. Xin cảm tạ Chúa nhân danh Đức Chúa Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are so glad that all of you have been with us during this radio show, and we hope that we have shared some good news with you. We're looking forward to being with you next time. Our URL that you can listen to on the internet is www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. And if you'd like to contact me or Quee, you can email me at diane@lenning.com, diane@lenning.com. We're so glad you've been with us. Take care and God bless. And remember that God loves you and we love you too. Good night, Quee.
Good night, Diane.
Good night, everybody.
Chào các bạn.
Take care. God bless.
God bless.
Until next time, bye-bye.